Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bills tight end Dawson Knox joining us here, and it's always game day in Buffalo. Just wrapping up day number two of Bills training camp. Dawson just got through signing a whole bunch of autographs here for the kids. I mean, when you're out here and doing that, what does it mean to you? Have those kids come up to you and want to talk to you?
It's always fun. I always try to remember when I was, a kid their age, 6, 7, 8 years old, that pro football players in my mind were like superheroes, even though we just feel like normal guys that have a fun job. You got to remember, you got a lot of kids looking up to you. So just being able to sign an autograph, take a picture or two, it's always pretty fun.
Has camp set in yet after a pretty crazy, monumental summer for you?
Best offseason of my life. But camp's definitely set in. I think when I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock for our mandatory drug test, it really sat in. First day yesterday is always fun. Your body's feeling fresh. Yeah. Everyone's ready to get out there for the first time, but set in a little bit today.
So Matt just mentioned a monumental offseason for you. You and your lovely wife, Alex, got married in Nashville. Just tell us a little bit about the wedding, some of your friends and teammates coming in, and what it was like for you guys.
It was unbelievable. It was perfect. Went off without a hitch. Barely rained during the ceremony, which was actually kind of nice.
Outside.
It cooled us off. It was very hot, but it was beautiful. Our whole family, friends, everybody we invited that was there was, we wouldn't have had it any differently. So spending that day with everyone that we love, kind of having them be witnesses to our new marriage was really, really cool.
Was that the Mr. Brightside video? Was that your wedding where all the guys were singing Mr. Brightside?
Absolutely.
That's Matt's song too.
That was my only request for the whole night. My dad was standing outside the reception tent, and he said that song came on, and the entire Bills team came flooding in from outside and stampeded the dance floor, and somebody lifted me up, somebody lifted Alex up. It was a really fun moment.
I know when I first met Alex a couple years ago, she said she really was never a football person, right? Didn't know a lot about it until she kind of met you getting into it. She seems like she's super into the Bills in it now.
Yeah, she's still learning. Okay. She's done a great job learning. Sometimes I'll quiz her, if it's first and 10 and we get 5 yards, what is it then? We're learning, but she's been amazing just supporting me, loving me through everything. But definitely a learning process. But that was one of my favorite parts about her, because she could care less what I did. She loved me for me and not my profession. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Did you see the clip of Josh calling you out with Kattan? Did you see it yet?
I heard about that. Alex, my wife, actually told me about it. And I think that's absolutely defamatory, but he has won the last couple games, and so I think there needs to be like some behind the door collusion against him, because it just can't keep going.
Let me ask you this. So there's going to be people listening to this podcast who have no idea what we're talking about. I also love the game. What are your strategies? Like, what's your play? What's Josh's play? Are you like a Sheepport guy? Are you a Longest Road guy? Like, there's a lot of different ways you can play this game.
So, the Settlers of Catan is the best board game ever invented. My strategy always rotates based on where I have my settlements. Yeah. Josh is a huge development card guy. So, he's going for the victory points, largest army every time. Last night, he won a game, 2 cities, 0 roads built, 16 development cards. So, he's never going to let us hear the end of that one. But I try to get to ports more time than not. So if you can get to a 2-for-1 port,
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I've never played the game in my life.
Smiling, looking at us like, this sounds
the hell is this?
Okay. Yeah, looking at
it's
us.
A good way to pass the time though, and bond with your teammates, right? And that's important now, because obviously you and Josh are very good friends, but you have a lot of new teammates, especially in the, let's say, pass catcher room overall.
Yeah, no question. So we're teaching some guys how to play. Shane's been learning. Mac Hollins, I think, is learning. I think Chase Claypool actually knows how to play, so we're gonna get him going. We got to get the expansion pack. Right now we don't have it.
Oh, come on. That's nuts.
It wasn't a target.
Yeah.
Dawson, I mean, take me back to last year. How was it frustrating for you, what you went through, the injury coming back? And I know you tried to play through it as much as you could, ultimately couldn't do that. Just kind of take us back to that.
Yeah, it was definitely very frustrating. Broke the wrist in London. Thought I was going to be able to play through it. Tried to play two more games, and it was just getting worse to the point where I wasn't able to play the level I needed to play out there. So after the Patriots game, got the surgery done because I knew I'd rather get it done, miss 6 weeks, than try to push through it, potentially make it worse, and then miss the whole season. So it was really frustrating having to just sit there, but figuring out ways to be a leader from the sidelines and still stay dialed in to the team was a good learning experience for me. But then coming back, we went on a roll. I just kind of had a role that I had to fit into. As long as we were winning games, I'm great with it. So that's just what is so unique about this team now is the unselfish mentality that no one has that, aura about them that they need to get a certain amount of stats. Everyone's just in it to help the team win as best possible. So it's pretty cool.
One of the big storylines of this camp, understandably so, is going to be about all of the new faces, right? Like, you're a mainstay, Josh is a mainstay. There's guys who have been here for a while, but there's also a lot of new guys. How do you acclimate those guys? How do you get them up to speed so you guys don't miss a beat?
Yeah, I think it's all about just being yourself, letting your personality show, and not being scared to just go up and talk to guys. I think the more you can be yourself and then kind of invite guys into the circle, the better off the team's going to be. So whether it's Catan after the end of the day or all golfing together on the weekends, off the football stuff is almost just as important as on the field stuff. And Josh does an incredible job with that, having guys to his house, organizing events, whether it's, cooking out or going out to eat. But I think just the fact that we're going away somewhere to camp here at St. John Fisher is ideal because you kind of get out of your normal routine. We're all in a dorm room for the, a lot of guys haven't been in a dorm since college. So I think it just kind of makes you sit together, get to know each other more, have several meals together. So it's better for this time of year than being back in Orchard Park.
As good as Dalton was last year through spring and out here, it looks like he's even made another jump. How good can Dalton Kincaid be?
Man, I don't know if he has a ceiling, man. He's so impressive. I've learned stuff from him, and he's just so smooth. I was talking earlier about how he's probably the most polished rookie I've ever seen in the league last year. And just him building on that, year two is a great opportunity to take a big step forward because your head's not spinning. You kind of know the playbook. You already got chemistry with the quarterback. And him and Josh are just, on the same page all the time. So it's going to be fun to see what those guys do. And he's just an incredible asset to have in the room with us.
Any of the new guys stand out to you? I mean, it's only two practices. You guys aren't even in pads yet. But has anybody been like, oh, wow, look at that?
Yeah. I mean, Matt Collins has done a great job. Always brings the energy, making plays.
Without shoes.
Without shoes. I know. I'm actually surprised he's wearing cleats still right now. But Curtis Samuel is, made some great catches today. There's been a lot of guys just flying around. It's hard to tell after 2 days, but probably those two receivers, it's been fun to watch them.
Anything else football-wise? I got a couple fun ones.
How do you approach expectations? Do you pay attention to it? Do you listen to it? I mean, I know this team still has sky-high expectations, but is that something you acknowledge? Does it make sense to say, hey, this is what we want to do, or do not put that added pressure on yourselves?
Yeah, I think no matter where we're ranked and, the media or Twitter or whatever it is, we're trying to ignore the noise because we know who we are. At the end of the day, everyone's got to play 17 games. So you can, we can try to live up to expectations or surpass expectations. But at the end of the day, that's probably just a distraction for us. So we try to focus on us, take this one day at a time. Because if you look at camp as a whole 2 week span, you're going to get pretty tired out. But if you just take it one day at a time, not think about, I hope we win the division this year. I think you just get too far ahead of yourself and lose focus of what's important. And that's just focusing on us, ignoring everything else.
People always say, you guys say you don't pay attention to the noise. But yesterday, Brandon Bean, for sure, wanted to make a point that they paid attention to somebody's calling Josh Allen overrated. And he was pissed. He was pissed about it. And he said there are idiots everywhere. That's what he said, basically. And it was something that I think he wanted to get out there about it. So when you see your GM even defending your quarterback over an anonymous person saying that, what does that mean to you guys in there?
Oh, it gets us fired up.
Yeah.
Is someone called Josh overrated?
Yeah. So it was a poll of like ranking the players basically, and an anonymous NFL executive said that he's overrated, makes too many mistakes.
This was on ESPN, Jeremy Fowler.
Yeah.
It made the rounds last week.
There's a reason that guy wants to stay anonymous.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah.
I love that
question. No question.
All right, so last night, a bunch of us media colleagues, Matt wasn't there for this, but we were doing a draft of if we were in a dark alley in a bar fight, who would we want on our side to walk in there from the Buffalo Bills? Now, I'll tell you, you got a few people talking about you, but they said, but Dawson's so nice. He'd be a tough guy, but he's nice. So who would you take from the offensive side? I know you're so you're tough, but you're nice. You can just tell me who would be at the top of your list on the offense. You're going to a bar fight, dark alley. You got to bring a couple guys with you. Who are you bringing?
Spencer Brown, Deion Dawkins.
I feel okay. Like that's the, yeah.
I'll walk up with those two dudes. Yeah, I mean, yeah. No one's going to touch me.
It's not just because they're so big. They got to be tough.
Oh,
everybody, right?
They're strong as anything. Oh, my gosh. Seeing what they move in the weight room. I mean, Spence alone is almost 6'9".
Right. Yeah. I was told Kevin Jarvis is a guy that you'd want with you.
Oh, yeah. Kev can get down.
Yes.
Kev can get down. Yeah, I'll take Kev, too. Yeah.
Who would you want? Anybody on the team?
I mean, I feel like Spencer Brown is the answer, but I've also
Alec Anderson, sneaky pick.
Yeah,
sneaky.
So I've been also told like Deion's an exceptionally good left tackle because of his skill, but also because he's just a dog.
Yeah.
Like Josh has said that multiple times, so I think that you picked the right guys. Also, like Osiris Torrance feels like he's just a house. Like that dude's a unit.
Yeah, it would take three guys to move him.
I think our number one pick might have been that guy sitting behind you, Christian Benford. That guy's just like, you just want him anywhere with you.
No question. He's the man. I love CB.
We were just saying, Christian, we had a draft last night. We had a draft of media last night. If we were in a bar fight, who would we want from the Bills on our side? And you were the number one pick. We'd want to go with you to a bar fight. What do you think about that, being the number one pick of the media who said that? You could, is that the – be careful. It's okay. You're all right, yeah.
It was me. Yeah. That's the right vote. I'll do somebody in for my brothers. For
that's exactly what I said. See, thank you. That's Christian Benford. So the other night, I was in the Elmwood Village. I live near there. I went to JT's and I had the black spaghetti and shrimp. Are you missing that?
Good.
I
love JT's, man.
I know.
That black spaghetti with the spicy sauce, the shrimp. Oh, my gosh, I need it. As soon as I get back to Orchard Park.
What did you guys have at your wedding? What was it? Anything that was special, unique to the wedding?
We had some awesome hors d'oeuvres, kind of southern touch on it. Okay. Some chicken and waffles. Some shrimp and grit sliders, some fried
Nashville
green tomatoes.
Is such a great place to have anything, right?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I know.
The
right.
Salmon actually might have been my favorite entree. It was like this honey glaze on it.
Yeah.
Little mustard. Oh, it was fantastic.
Anything else?
No, just thank you. He's a friend of the podcast.
Hey, he's a friend. We really appreciate it.
Every single training camp, he joins us.
I know. Listen, we really appreciate your time. I know you're out here and you got things to do. So for you to make time for us, we always appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Y'all are the best.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.